Be still, and know, April 7. Come, the invitation of a loving God. Be still, and know that I am God, I will be exalted among the heathen, I will be exalted in the earth. In a life wholly devoted to the good of others, the Savior found it necessary to turn aside from ceaseless activity and contact with human needs, to seek retirement and unbroken communion with his Father. As the throng that had followed him depart, he goes into the mountains, and there, alone with God, pours out his soul in prayer for these suffering, sinful, needy ones. All who are under the training of God need the quiet hour for communion with their own hearts, with nature, and with God. In them is to be revealed a life that is not in harmony with the world, its customs, or its practices, and they need to have a personal experience in obtaining a knowledge of the will of God. We must individually hear Him speaking to the heart. When every other voice is hushed, and in quietness we wait before Him, the silence of the soul makes more distinct the voice of God. He bids us, "Be still, and know that I am God." This is the effectual preparation for all labor for God. Amidst the hurrying throng, and the strain of life's intense activities, he who is thus refreshed, will be surrounded with an atmosphere of light and peace. He will receive a new endowment of both physical and mental strength. His life will breathe out a fragrance, and will reveal a divine power that will reach men's hearts. In the midst of this maddening rush, God is speaking. He bids us come apart and commune with Him. Not a pause for a moment in His presence, but personal contact with Christ, to sit down in companionship with Him, this is our need.